Hello?
Yes, hello, good afternoon. This is Emma from Local Splash. Is this Ms. Rosa Rodriguez?
Yes.
Sure, I'm calling in for our scheduled client interview, and this call may take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time?
Yeah.
Right, perfect. Well, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, let's go ahead and select a security question for your business. This is for your protection. Anytime you call in to request for any major changes in your account, our client services team may ask you for a security question. You have three choices available. It can be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to choose?
Okay, let me, I would like to, my partner, do that. He is with me right now.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, this is Rafael.
Yes, good afternoon. So we're just trying to select a security question for the account. And this question will be asked if in case you will be asking for major changes on the account. So the choices available are your mother's maiden name, your first pet's name, or the city you were born in.
Okay.
So which one would you like to have as the security word?
Give me 1 second. Okay, I would say the city. City was born.
What city is that?
It's called Santa Rosa. It's spelled S-A-N-T-A. And then a different word would be R-O-S-A.
All right, thank you so much. Now, the next step is just to verify that all the business information that we have is correct. If you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes, okay?
Okay.
The business name is JMR, so there's a period after each letter, contractor. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The address is 6404 60th Avenue. East Riverdale, Maryland, 20730.
You say is? Give me 1 second. Can you repeat the address for me?
Yes, 6404 60th Avenue, East Riverdale, Maryland.
No, is.
Okay,
Avenue,
no,
Riverdale.
Riverdale, MD 20737.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is this a home address?
Yes.
Are you getting your mail on this address?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And the phone number clients will call you, is that going to be the same number I called you on? The one ending in 1696?
No, let's use 240-548-3963.
240-548-3963, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, sir, we also offer a call tracking number. This will allow you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. What we do is we create another number with a local area code and post it online to filter out any type of scam calls or telemarketing calls. All the calls will still go directly to the number ending in 3963, but there will be a different number that will gonna be used for the campaign, for your website, for your Google listing, and for everything. Now, the good thing also about this, especially if it's a partnership, is that we can set it up in a way where if the primary phone number won't pick up, the call will be forwarded automatically to a second phone number. We can also hire a professional voice actor for the call greeting, so we can brand your business and have, like, again, a professional voice actor to do the recording. Now, the call greeting, though, comes with a one-time setup fee of $39, but we can have something like, "Hi, welcome to JMR Contractor. If you want to book an appointment, press 1. If you want to speak with a representative, press 2. Is this something you'd be interested to add?
Give me 1 second. Let me talk to my partner here.
Sure, sure.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, we will go without it for now. Without the voice actor.
Okay, so you're good with your phone number being used for the campaign, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. Now, and then let's see here. Okay, everything seems good regards to the business information. Sir, I believe you don't have a website yet, correct?
Not yet.
I see. All right. Then let's go ahead and check what's available website name. So give me just a minute. Sir, just to for documentation purposes, I understand you are his partner. What's your name?
My name is Rafael Rodriguez.
Rafael.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So, Rafael, we have here jmrcontractor.com. It's available, but if you want that, if you do not want .com, we also have .net and .pro. So which one do you think would work best? For the name of the website.
Can you repeat the names again? I was in...
We have jmcontractor.com, jmrcontractor.com, jmrcontractor.net, .pro, and we actually have .co. So all JMR Contractor, but we have different domains. So it can be .com, .net, .pro, or .co.
Okay, I think we'll go with .com.
Or do you have any preferred, like, website name so I can check and see if it's available?
No, I think the first one would make sense. It has the
okay.
whole name, right? It says JMR Contractor.com.
Yes, sir. So let's go ahead and lock it in. If you have to refer someone to your website, that's going to be JMRContractor.com, okay?
Okay.
So, thank you. And, sir, have you heard of Google Workspace?
Yes.
Okay. So as you are aware, it's a Google product for emails, documents, and calendars. So now that we have your new website domain, you would be able to use your company's domain name as an email address to offer your customers a more professional form of communication. It would also be a great step towards branding your company. You would also receive enough cloud storage to store invoices or photos of past work with a click of a button on any device that you have. Google Workspace also offers enhanced data security for your protection and the ability to easily work with your team by sharing a drive and documents for easier and more efficient connection. It also comes with an integrated calendar. This one has a one-time setup fee of $99 and a recurring charge of $19 per email account. Is this something you would like to have for the business, or shall we use HostRodriguez10@gmail.com?
We have a different email that we would like to use, and not the Google Space for now.
Okay.
Because, again, just picking up, and we want to make sure that we not just...
I understand. So what's going to be the email address?
The email address is going to be contractorllcjmr@gmail.com.
So that's contractorllcjmr@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. And I'll make sure to have this updated now. Once it's updated, please check this email regularly from time to time, since that's going to be the email where updates will be sent to, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Now, we'll go over the keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I have here some keywords, but if any of the keywords do not apply, please let me know so I can remove it. And feel free to add any other keywords after I read the keywords to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, sir, I have, or do you offer handyman services? Is that your primary, is that the primary job that you do, or are you into, like, general contractor?
Not specific handyman, is more like towards general construction, but somewhat in between.
Okay, so based on a previous conversation, I have those keywords added, and then I also added some keywords. Again, just let me know if you want me to remove something. So I have general home repair, home renovation, general home improvement, custom carpentry, sheet rock insulation, sheet rock repair, drywall repair and installation, door installation, window installation, painting services, carpet installation, hardwood flooring, and framing services. Do all of the keywords apply? Do you do all of those things?
Yes, yes. And what to do with cabinet?
And cabinet. Is this cabinet building or what?
Installation. Installation.
Cabinet installation. What else?
Ceramic tile.
Ceramic tile. Installation as well, or repair, replacement?
Yes. Installation, repair, replacement.
So it's more of ceramic tile services?
Yes.
Okay, what else?
We do deck.
Deck building?
Yes, and fences.
And fences. Okay, yes. What else?
Brick repair, retaining wall.
Brick repair, retaining walls. Okay, what else?
Patios, stone patios and concrete patios.
I'm sorry, what was, I got concrete patios, but what's the first one?
Stone patio.
Stone, okay. What else?
Exterior paint.
Exterior painting.
Yes.
Okay, that's added.
We also have the window installation.
Yes, we do have that.
Okay.
So, right.
I think that will cover most of the stuff that we do.
Okay. So, which one is the primary thing that you do? Like, if we'll put it under one umbrella. Is this under general construction? Would you say general construction over carpentry or what?
Do you have something that would be general home improvement?
General home improvement. Give me just a minute, okay? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
General. No, we have it under general contractor. Under general contractor, we have home improvement contractor. So, let's see here. Okay, that's okay, sir. But at least I know that you are into like general home improvement, but you also do home renovation, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that, Rafael. Mm-hmm. Now let's move on, sir. Or before I forget, don't worry because later on today, you will be getting an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So please review it. If you want to make changes to the keywords, please just reply to my email so I can make proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. Let's start with, what's unique about your business or what sets you apart from your competitors?
Sorry, can you repeat the question? Sorry, I wasn't didn't get the whole question.
Yes, okay. What's unique about your business, or what sets you apart from your competitors?
That we have over 20 years of experience, and we also care about the work, and we do the work with profession. And every job we take, we make sure that we do the best quality work.
We make sure we do best quality work. All right, thank you, sir. Aside from the things you've mentioned, what are, or based on like your clients' feedback, what are the things that they like about your business or about your job?
I would say it's also it's the quality work that we do.
Quality work.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Do you? You do. Okay. And is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have ongoing promotions or do you offer discounts?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Sir, in regards to your pricing, would you say it's affordable or reasonable or competitive?
I would say reasonable.
Reasonable prices. Okay, thank you. And sir, for your mission statement, based on what you just told me, so your mission is to provide the best quality service at affordable or reasonable prices, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a tagline or a slogan, like a one-line catchy phrase for your customers?
not at the moment. Is that something that we can update later on, or is...
Yes, of course, sir. If you would come up with a better, like, mission statement or tagline or slogan, please feel free to let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. And this business started back in 2020, right?
Yes.
And it says here that you're willing to go as far as 50 miles to render your services, correct?
Wait, give me one second. You said 60 miles, right?
50.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And I see that also you would want to target Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and Arlington, Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And how many employees do you have? Is this just the two of you, or you have other guys helping you?
We are three owners at the moment, but as we get the job, we will be hopefully adding more workers.
Okay. All right, I got you. And do you do commercial jobs, or are you focused on residential?
At the moment we focus on residential.
Okay. And is this business licensed and insured?
And we're in the process of obtaining our license.
But it is it insured or not yet?
Yes.
It is. Okay, thank you. And you are open from Mondays through Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Is that right?
Yes.
And do you only accept cash and check? What about Zelle, PayPal, Cash App?
Yes.
You accept Zelle, right? And PayPal?
Yes.
What about Venmo?
Not Venmo, not at the moment.
And Cash App?
Yes.
You do. Okay. Thank you, sir. Yes. Do you also accept electronic payments?
We haven't set it up yet, so maybe in the future.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It should be fine. Now we're done with that part. The next part would be all about Google Business Profile. So I tried looking at or searching if you already listed in Google, but it did not find it. So I'd like to confirm it with you. Do you already have a Google Business account or a Google Business profile or a Google listing?
I don't think we do.
Okay. Well, that confirms what I have already researched. Now, don't worry, because we will take care of creating a Google Business profile for you and optimize it, but we will be needing your help. So here's what's going to happen. You'll be receiving a postcard in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. It will contain a 6-digit or 5 to 6-digit PIN code. When you receive that postcard, we need you to please give us a call or send us an email so we can verify you with Google as a legitimate business. You'd also be able to enter the PIN code from your dashboard once you receive it, or you can text or call us with it. You may also have it's very important for you to know, though, that not until your Google Business profile gets verified, your business will not gonna be visible to clients. When I said we need your help, it is because we need you to please let us know as soon as you get the postcard so we can verify your account and we can get you live with Google, okay? Hello?
Okay, sorry. Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. Now, it will normally take 5 to 7 days for you to get it, so please start checking your mailbox on Monday. And, sir, Facebook is included in your subscription. Do you already have a business Facebook page?
Yes, we do.
You do. Is it under JMR Contractor in Facebook or what?
Yes, it's under JMR Contractor LLC.
LLC. Let me try. Hold on. Let me try to find it. JMR Contractor. I couldn't seem to find it. Hold on. Do you have access to the app right now or to your computer right now?
I have access to the Google business.
I'm sorry. Do you have a Google business account or no? You don't, right?
No.
But
no.
To the Facebook page.
Yes.
Hold on. It seems like I found it. Hold on.
You have the
3963. Yes, JMR Contractor Blue House and then JMR. I think I found it, sir.
Yes.
All right. Are you able to add us to the page right now so we can start running the ad as early as tomorrow?
Sorry, can you repeat that? I got a call and I couldn't hear what you said.
That's okay. Are you able to add us to the Facebook page right now so we can start running the ads as early as tomorrow? I'll give you the instruction.
I can give you access now.
Yes, please. So please log in as a Facebook manager and then let me know once you are so I can guide you.
Yes, I'm here. Just let me know.
Okay. So please click on the gear icon in the upper right, the settings option or button, and then look for page roles.
One second. Edit page roles?
Yes, that's the one.
Give me 1 second. You're asking me to log in again.
Yes, it's making sure it's you.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. So, do you see the part where it says type a name or an email?
I am on the
or
on the
add
phone, so it said add a person.
Okay, add a person. So, does it tell you to type in a name or an email address?
Right now it's asking me to enter my password.
Are you, please enter your password and then let me know once you're done entering your password.
Okay, give me your name. The email.
Okay. Instead of typing an email, sir, I need you to look for Lydia Ansley. I'll spell out the name for you. That's Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A-H.
L-Y?
Yes, L-Y. D-I.
D-I.
A-H. Lydia. Yes, sir. And then the last name would be A-N-S.
You say M?
A-N for Nancy. S. L-E-Y.
You say M-A-N?
No, sir. No, no, no. A for Apple.
Mm-hmm.
N for Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
S for Sam.
Mm-hmm.
L for Lion.
Uh-huh.
E for Edward.
Mm-hmm.
Y for Yellow.
Okay. There are two of them here.
She's the one in black with her husband. She is pregnant.
Okay.
Please make sure she is added as a manager and not as an editor. It should be manager.
I only have the option of manager, advisor, and analyst.
Maybe you, what's your role in the page? Are you listed as a manager or editor?
I think I'm listed as the admin.
If you're listed as an admin, you should be able to add a manager.
Okay, let me see here. Let me just try it again. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I did something wrong. Give me 1 second. For some reason, I only have those options, the admin, editor, the moderator, advisor,
okay.
Advertiser.
All right, so, okay, sir. So if it's really not giving an option, then let's select editor. The difference between an editor and an admin is that an editor won't be able to add someone else on the page. So let's just
mm-hmm.
add the other person because Lydia will be, she's pregnant and she's about to give birth. So she will be out and, someone will take over. So as early as now, let's
mm-hmm.
add that someone since she won't be able to do that with an editor admin or editor access. So please, after adding Lydia, let's add Kyle. Mm-hmm. Let me know once you are ready, for his name.
Okay, I'm adding Lydia as an editor.
Yes,
right now.
Editor. If you don't have the admin option, then yes, as an editor.
And I'm also adding Kyle, did you say?
Kyle. So Kyle, K-Y-L-E.
L-E?
Yes, K-Y-L-E. Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Mhm.
And then the last name would be
W
O
O
L, I'm sorry, W-O-H, no, no, H, W-O-H, L,
L,
E,
E,
E like Edward, N,
N,
N like Nancy, and then B for boy, E like Edward, R for Robert, and then G for golf.
Okay, let's try that. E, N, V, E. It's a guy with a black shirt, right?
Yes.
Also as an editor?
Yes. If there's no admin option, then as an editor, please.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I added both of them.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that, Rafael. And sir, now that I have gathered all your information, I will be sending it over to our provisioning or our editing team, and we have two options for you. The first option is to optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites such as Google, FB, and Yelp. The second option is to place your business into all public directories online, though many of which are actually known to feed directly to digital marketing campaigns, so we don't recommend going public. What we always suggest is we go with the first option since we're able to customize depending on what your business needs on the most important websites. Does the top directories work for you?
Yes. So you said that the one that you recommend is where... Sorry,
top directories. There will be 45 or 46 directories, including Google, FB, and Yelp.
Okay. That's the one you say we can customize.
We will be the one to do it, sir. We will customize We will customize the directories or how we optimize it depending on the business needs.
Okay.
All right. And sir, do you already have a Yelp page?
A Yelp page?
Yelp. Are you listed on Yelp already?
No.
Not yet. Okay, all right. Then we'll go ahead and have you listed in Yelp. And sir, actually, those are all the things that I wanted to ask about the business. Now, let me tell you in what's going to happen next. You'll be receiving a few emails from us in the next few days. As I have mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review that. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, please go ahead and just reply to my email with the changes that you want. And then second, you will be receiving photos email. If I may ask, do you have a logo for the business? Is it the one in your Facebook page?
Yes, that's the one for now. Yes.
Okay. And do you have some pictures of your completed work?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, sir, since you already have a logo and and some pictures, then we need you to please reply to the second email. It's gonna be the photos email. It is where you can attach up to 20 pictures along with your logo, and those pictures will be used for the campaign, okay? For your website, for your Google listing and all.
Okay.
Now, the third and final email will be the email containing your login credentials to your client dashboard. Your client dashboard will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will also show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories we list your business on. Now, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. With Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. Your website will be up in the next 5 to 7 days. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories. We will then optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. So please remember to inform us the moment you get the PIN verification code in the mail. Please expect to see maximum results within 30 to 45 days. And don't forget that you can always go back to your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Now, it's very important for you to know that as all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, it will benefit you with more online presence, but it can also result in all types of calls. Please remember that any solicitor calls or text messages requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are all scam calls. If you have questions, please give us a call before you respond to any questionable requests that you might receive in the future. Or you can either send us a text or an email, since we are also available through text and email. And Rafael, this concludes our interview. I want to thank you and Jose's time for answering all my questions, especially your patience. Do you have any questions that I can help you out with?
No, that's it for now.
All right. Well, if something comes up, we are open from 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Mondays through Fridays. So please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you so much for choosing Local Special Business. We look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Stay safe and you have fun. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.